Welcome to WUSF's Daily News Summary Podcast, a review of the day's news from Florida.
I'm WUSF Morning Edition host Carson Cooper. This podcast is a free service of WUSF 89.7. We are able to bring you this service thanks to the generous support of our members. To become a WUSF member, log on to our website, wusf.org. Here are some of the stories we covered on Wednesday, November 18th. A 12-fold tax increase. That is what Florida businesses appear to be in for, according to the Department of Revenue. It expects next year the minimum unemployment compensation tax will jump from $8.40 per employee to $100.30. Officials blame the state's high unemployment rate, which was 11% in September. They say the money will be needed to replenish the state's unemployment compensation fund. If Governor Crist has his way, state lawmakers will be putting in a little more time before Thanksgiving next week. He's pushing for a special session on the issue of high-speed and commuter rail. He says the time to act is now or forever lose out on a big pot of federal money. James Call reports from Tallahassee.
Florida is among several states with eyes on the money. It will be distributed by the Railroad Administration to develop high-speed and commuter train initiatives. The thinking at the state capitol is, by fixing funding with South Florida's Tri-Rail and approving a Central Florida commuter system, the state will have a better chance to get high-speed train money. Governor Charlie Crist.
If we can show our commitment to rail here in Florida, then we have a much greater opportunity for the bullet train funds from the federal government. And I think that in terms of job creation, in terms of alternative transportation arteries for our fellow Floridians, is incredibly important.
Federal officials say they will start distributing $8 billion for rail projects this winter. The governor says he'll talk to the Senate President and House Speaker this week about a special session. He would like to have a date set for the session before the Thanksgiving break. For Florida Public Radio, I'm James Call.
Back in January, State Farm told Florida homeowners that they were out of here. Company had decided it was not worth writing homeowners policies in Florida and that it was leaving the state. But now Florida Insurance Commissioner Kevin McCarty says State Farm might be doing a double take on that. He told the Palm Beach Post yesterday he sort of sensed State Farm might keep some business in Florida after nearly a year of intense negotiations. Company has nearly 700,000 homeowners policies in Florida. In 2008, State Farm paid around $557 million in claims.
It'd be difficult to account for $500 million of capacity in the state of Florida. I'm not saying that we couldn't over time build up that capacity, but I think that having that $500 million is a substantial commitment to the state of Florida.
A hearing will take place on December 17th to go over State Farm's withdrawal plans. Governor Crist and the cabinet, who all sit on a panel that invests state money, had some harsh words for one of their top staffers yesterday for failing to keep them informed about an investigation last year by the Securities and Exchange Commission. Gina Jordan reports from Tallahassee.
Despite their concerns, the State Board of Administration unanimously reaffirmed his appointment for another year Tuesday. Governor Charlie Crist, Attorney General Bill McCollum, and Chief Financial Officer Alex Sink complained that Executive Director Ash Williams didn't advise them in October of 2008 when the SEC had issued a formal order of private investigation. Williams said it was just a procedural step in the investigation announced 8 months earlier, but board members said they need to get that kind of information for the sake of transparency and public trust. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Gina Jordan.
This podcast is a free service of WUSF 89.7. We are able to bring you this service thanks to the generous support of our members. To become a WUSF member, log on to our website, wusf.org. Now for a look at the stories that made news later in the day, here's WUSF's Susan Giles Wantuck.
Thanks, Carson. Florida business owners will have to open their wallets even wider with a high jobless rate. That hit 11% in September. Next year, the minimum tax will jump from about $9 to $100. That's nearly a 12-fold increase, according to officials with the State Department of Revenue. Taxable wages are also going up, adding to the increases. The money is needed to recharge the state's unemployment compensation trust fund, which went from more than $1 billion last year to zero in August. That's when the state began borrowing $300 million a month from the federal government to pay benefits. Organizers of a drive to change the way Florida draws up its congressional and legislative districts say they've got enough petitions to place it on next year's ballot. Now they've got to convince the voters that it's worthwhile, WUSF's Steve Newborn reports.
Fair Districts Florida says it has collected more than 1 million signatures on petitions that they hope will do away with political districts that look more like snakes on a map than contiguous areas. Former State Education Commissioner Betty Castor told a joint meeting of the League of Women Voters of Hillsborough County and the Tampa Kiwanis Club that now it's virtually impossible to defeat a sitting member of the legislature.
It just seems to me that if we had fairer districts and they were more competitive districts, which is what this is about, that you would have more of a discussion of issues and more of a contest, and that's what it should be about. Once the speaker and president make up their mind on an issue today, there's really not much discussion of it.
Castor says it would restrict the trend where hardliners from each party win in districts that are drawn with their supporters in mind. Now the group has to pay each county election supervisor to validate the petitions by February. Steve Newborn, WUSF 89.7 News.
And those are just some of today's top stories on WUSF 89.7. This podcast is a free service of WUSF 89.7. We're able to bring you this service thanks to the generous support of our members. To become a WUSF member, log on to our website, wusf.org. I'm Susan Giles-Wantuck. Thanks for listening.